Are your children too old for holiday clubs but too young to be home alone? Are you searching for screen-free ideas to challenge young and developing minds? If so, then a mum from Hampton Wick may just have the solution. I'm Josette Lesser, and joining me is Kate Whitby, the founder of Tween Tribe, a boutique holiday club for 10 to 13-year-olds. Kate, it's great to speak with you. My first question, though, has to be, what do you mean by a boutique holiday club?
I just wanted it to be something very, very different, something special, a big kind of treat day that you wouldn't get anywhere else. So that's what I wanted to illustrate by that it was there's something totally unique.
Okay, so how did you come up with the idea, and what exactly is it?
Well, I came up with the idea because I needed it badly when my child was about 11, that transition between primary and secondary school. And she was getting way too old and cool to be in a traditional holiday club, and she was too young to be left alone. And it was a nightmare. It was a real hard time trying to find wonderful, interesting, fun childcare for her at that age. And then talking to other parents, they all had the same issue. So when your child is in between those two places, too old for one thing and too young for another, there was nothing. So that's where it all started. And I thought, I have to address this because screen time is on the rise during that age. There's nowhere for them to go. They're getting lonely and bored. And there's nothing that caters for that group specifically.
So, what sort of activities do you do?
Oh, so many things. I've really, really investigated and thought about this a lot. We'd go trampolining, cable cars, splash fountains. We go to chocolate making workshops. We go to graffiti art workshops. The travel is by Uber boat along the Thames, swimming in the Olympic pool, sliding down the world's longest slide. You know, they're big day adventures out in London. Things that you probably wouldn't do on a regular basis with your child. It's a proper treat day.
Well, you're saying child, but handling 10 to 13-year-olds is quite a task. How do you cope?
Well, small groups, that's the most important thing. Small groups of 10 maximum with teen helpers. So the whole idea that it's young and cool and there's someone there supervising them from a teen perspective, but also, of course, there's an adult supervisor who's trained in pediatric first aid, inclusions, health and safety, all the recruitment policies are in place. We have safeguarding, risk assessments done for every step of the journey. Everyone is wearing a red baseball cap so we can easily identify them. One person standing at the front of the group, the other at the back. Everyone is tight and together, and we have a lot in place to make sure that every single child is safe and every step of the journey.
And how do you select your teen helpers?
I have been so lucky with my teen helpers. I've got such a fantastic group of kids. So they have to go through a pretty strict vetting process, besides obviously the DBS checks, which is essential. They have to do a little course in safeguarding. They have to make sure that they are right in dealing with children. So they have to come with me on a trip. We go through a trial day every step of the journey, and I see if they respond well to children, if they interact well, if they're the right kind of person for the job. I also get two written references from their school, and we do an interview. So it's a long procedure, and actually, I have turned down quite a few teens because they just weren't suited, and it has to have the exact right people to make the best fun day.
And we must add that, of course, the DBS is only for the over 16s.
Yes, absolutely. And anyone under 16, carefully vetted by myself, I talk to the parents, I interview people, I check their references. It's a very, very thorough process. Safety really is the top priority.
So tell me a little bit more about you. What's your background? What's your experience?
Well, I work in the music industry. I still do. So that is my day job. And I work with international bands around the world. So I come up with a concept of their campaign. I organize their travel, everything about moving them between press, radio, and TV promotion around the world. So I can handle big groups of difficult people. That is what I do. And it kind of segued very naturally into planning something more creative and more homegrown and for smaller groups. So there is a parallel. This I believe what I'm doing now is just on a much smaller scale than what I do in my regular day job.
Are you going to name drop for us?
Well, I could. Well, I'm lucky. I've worked with incredible artists. I've worked with Blur, Depeche Mode, Foo Fighters, Moby, Pixies, Grace Jones, fantastic artists. I've had a wonderful, wonderful career. But this really, honestly, this is giving me way more joy. The outpouring from the community has been fantastic. Everyone has been so supportive and it's been wonderful.
How long does each activity normally take?
It's a day. So we meet at, depending on the activity, but I had to do everything that would suit me as a working parent. So I did everything from my perspective, what would work for me. And so the drop off at the station is around about 9:30. The pickup in the evening is around about 4:30, depending. So a parent can have a full day's work. They know their child is safe and supervised and having a great day. And we also have a thing where I share a Life 360 code with the parents so that they can track us throughout the day. They can contact me, they can see where their child is, they can get there if they need to. So there's constant contact with the parents as well.
So if someone would like to find out more, where can they find information and sign up?
They should go to the website, which is thetweentribe.co.uk. Or contact me. My details are on there. I answer every call. And I really, really, really like to hear from everyone.